my show is basically paintings that I've created this past winter and spring. One is from last spring, but it's just an introduction of my work and the spaces that have inspired me to create the work. I was lucky enough to get 7 paintings done by April. From December to April, I got 7 paintings done. I just kept working, coming in over the weekend. And I'm lucky enough to have a lot of space in my classroom and storage space to keep things. So I am very lucky to have the amount of work I have for the show. So it's just a show, solo show. My first solo show.
And how many pieces do you have?
8 pieces. One is from last spring, which I finished at home. I had my studio space set up in the garage back in New Jersey, and I was lucky enough to put that one in my car and drive it cross country to Alaska. That was the only one that could fit.
And what influenced your work? I mean, you were here for a very long and dark Alaskan winter. Did that play any
part? No, my work is not inspired by my moods or the environment. It's more of just spaces, and some of them are from spaces that I've seen here, and just buildings, and traveling to Juneau, just regular spaces, and it has nothing to do with the weather or how dark it is during the day. It's just regular old spaces.
So like this one, for instance, what did this originate from?
See, you're asking me to tell the whole story behind it, and that actually takes away from my work. If I start to describe where this space is from, and some people might even relate to it and know of this space, and then they say, oh, now I see it. I always thought it was this fantasy space that I can enter, but I'm afraid to enter, and I'm unsure, but it looks like someone can physically walk through it. But see, I twist them in a way, so there's a strong disconnection from the viewer.
So you want people to get their own sort of impression?
Exactly, and that's typical. For my work is mostly related to abstract, so you don't want to give them the whole story behind it. You want them to pick and choose how they understand and what's going on, and that's the best part about my work, because people will walk up to it and understand that this is a physical space because everything reads right, but they feel awkward because they're not sure where it's from and if it's actually a real space.